Jennifer Granholm of Michigan is one of 23 candidates who've been newly elected to state governor's offices this week. Now she has to govern, as in many states, Michigan's economy is shaky and the treasury is empty by some counts. Jennifer Granholm joins us now from Lansing, Michigan. Governor-elect Granholm, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
But right to the point here, deficits are projected of more than $1 billion for the state of Michigan in the coming years. You inherit a challenge.
A very large challenge. In fact, they're saying $1.5 billion, and we only have a $9 billion general fund. So there is, right now as we speak, meetings going on with budget SWAT teams that I've assembled to try to see how we can cut and still provide service, all without raising taxes.
What's a budget SWAT team? That sounds kind of ominous.
I know, it's supposed to. We are trying to gather the best brains in the business to look over the state's books and figure out where there's fat. Hopefully we'll be able to get to our target.
This seems like a common debate when there are budget shortfalls either on the federal level or the state level. Officials hope to make up the shortfall through administrative changes and creative work of that sort, but in the end it's presumed that people get hurt.
I think that it's safe to say that in Michigan, we will not be able to fund all of the services that we have in the past. And it's for me, you know, I'm a Democrat coming in, and we haven't had a Democrat in office in this state for over 12 years. And I keep telling my friends on the Democratic side that just because a Democrat's in office doesn't mean that manna will start to fall from heaven. We are going to have to cut, and it may be a bit painful for the first couple of years, but we will get this budget in balance, and we will grow our economy.
Too early to say who might receive the first cut.
We've got a 250-point plan, which we will give to the 20 departments of state government and say, here's where the money goes first. These are the priorities, and it may mean that some very worthwhile programs get put on pause, but that is going to happen.
I'm also wondering if taxpayers in Michigan might have reason to be nervous. I know your predecessor, John Engler, signed a number of tax cuts into law and had been calling for more.
I am not going to raise taxes. We are going to balance the budget with the resources we have, and I'm committed to a government that's lean but not mean.
Is that a read my lips pledge?
Well, we're not doing any pledging right, left, or center until you can pledge to me there's not going to be a war. But I can tell you this, that I want a competitive state. I want a state that attracts businesses and people, and in order to have a competitive business climate, you have to have a low tax environment, and that's what I want to provide to the people.
I'm certainly not prepared to make that pledge about the war. How might that affect your plans?
Well, certainly we've all got to be concerned about Homeland Security. And if, in fact, it looks like there is going to be some very, some significant changes, we've got the National Guard we've got to deploy. We've got our own Homeland Security plans. We've got to make sure that we fund them, that we have a response in the case of biological attack. And all of that requires money.
You've had a few days to sleep off the election victory. I wonder if the job feels any different now that you know for certain that you're going to have it.
Well, it certainly is something that I have grown accustomed to, knowing that it's a huge job. And truly, I look forward to it. In fact, next week is new governor's school in Austin, Texas, which I'll be going to.
New governor's school?
Yes, new governor's school. The National Governors Association has a sort of baby governor's school, teaching us how to walk or roll, as it were. And so.
What's in the curriculum?
How to make sure that you balance your budget, how to make sure that you organize your executive staff in the way that's most efficient, how to communicate. But there is a lot of work to be done, a lot of sleep to be lost, learning how to put wheels on this cart.
Jennifer Granholm is the governor-elect of Michigan, and she joined us from Lansing. Governor-elect Granholm, thanks very much.
You bet, Steve. Thanks for having me on.